This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I was about to say something. It's a good thing the microphone wasn't on. Let's get to it here. Thank you, Richard.
Yes, sir.
We are here on the Talk Radio Review for another week, examining the charts from Talkers Magazine, week ending September the 21st. We get into fall. There is no fall off when it comes to controversy and conversation. And here to do the honors to discuss the top 10 stories and people, not necessarily in order or not necessarily all of them, is esteemed broadcaster Walter Sterling, Richard McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Jennifer Horn. And I actually would like to start with Jennifer. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Number one story this week, the allegation, I guess that's the right word, against Mr. Kavanaugh. Jennifer, you have a new wrinkle on this, one that not many people have heard to this point. Would you explain?
Ooh, I'm intrigued. Let's hear it.
Well, look, I think every accusation needs to be treated seriously. Christine Ford has made a pretty big one against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And so I follow this stuff. We all do. We're always looking at headlines. And I had seen some news coming out about a former clerk to Scalia. He's also now a conservative operative, to be fair. His name is Ed Whelan. And he said that he had the evidence, the smoking gun that would clear Brett Kavanaugh's name, and he would release it soon. Well, soon has come. And Ed Whelan has started to lay out this case, trying to prove that maybe Christine Ford is telling the truth, but perhaps it's a case of mistaken identity. So Ed Whelan, Justice Scalia's former law clerk, president of the conservative think tank, the Ethics and Public Policy Center, they call it the EPPC, said on Twitter that Christine Ford, he believes, may have been victimized by someone 36 years ago, but he thinks the person was a guy named Chris Garrett, not a guy named Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And he lays it out saying that both Kavanaugh and Garrett went to school at the same time. They went to the same school at the same time. And that people always would laugh about how much they looked alike. And there are actually pictures available, and they do look somewhat similar. They still, actually to this day, they published some current pictures of the two of them, look pretty darn similar. And according to Ed Whelan, he says that Christine Ford said that this alleged assault happened in a house near the country club in town. Well, Kavanaugh and everyone else that she identified, Mike Judge is one, that being at this party, that none of them lived by the country club. But this guy, Chris Garrett, lives by the country club. He even laid out a map. He mapped out the home of...
We can now lessen the impact of Mr. Sterling coughing and gargling around by putting his microphone down.
Richard, I did that,
go
yes.
ahead.
Yes.
Chris Garrett, they even laid out, they put out the layout of his home, which is very much matching the description of Christine Ford. Now, could this all be coincidence? Yes, it absolutely could. Could there still be a million other scenarios as to what happened? Yes. But Ed Whelan says that maybe this is a case of mistaken identity and that there's some confusion going on
here.
Why
did he pick this guy, Chris Garrett?
Because they look alike.
I see the pictures,
I guess, comment on it.
I haven't seen the pictures, but okay.
But it's similar.
That would
he
explain things.
He also has the house near the country club. Right. It would.
Right.
It would actually make everybody in this case actually telling
it confuses
the truth.
It
unless Kavanaugh was at a party at Chris Garrett's house when it happened.
Right. But everybody that was allegedly there had said that this particular event, as she described it, with Kavanaugh there, didn't happen. They're
so this scenario would make everybody happy except the people who don't want Brett Kavanaugh to be seated on the Supreme Court.
Right.
It would make Ford happy. It would make Brett Kavanaugh happy. So the accuser and the victim would both be justified in their statements. But really, the reason all of this is coming out is because somebody doesn't want Brett Kavanaugh to make it.
Right. And it's also a weaponized allegation.
Right. But everything should come out. The problem here is, I think there is a multitude of problems with this scenario, including the fact that of the tens of thousands of judges in the country, we can't find somebody who doesn't have a blemish in some way, shape, or form.
No.
This guy doesn't.
No. You will never find anybody, and even if Jennifer's right, even if they don't have a blemish, they will make one up. One's coming.
The reason Trump picked this guy to begin with over Amy Barrett, remember he wanted to pick Amy Barrett, is because this was the safe choice. He thought this was the guy that was going to get confirmed because of his record. Right.
Yeah. If we can't find a blemish on you, we're going to make one up. Who was the politician back in, I guess it was Dewey or Truman or something back then, when the presidential candidate was running for re-election and he said, make something like this guy's having an affair with somebody or something or other up, and the press guy said, but it's not true, and it says it doesn't matter. He'll have to spend the rest of the campaign defending himself.
Well, that's what happened.
That was in the 40s or the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten even worse now.
So who was it, McCain? Let me just think about it. When McCain was running for president in North or South Carolina, George Bush's team came up with a rumor that he fathered an interracial daughter, and he had, in fact, adopted her. But that whole thing grabbed hold, and that's many people think cost him that primary election.
Exactly.
And there was no fact to it.
And that's not to say that Christine Ford didn't have this happen to her. It's just the political machines will do whatever it takes.
Yeah. All right, 13 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Roundup Show. The importance of you getting a good night's sleep. Regular periods of sleep are key to having a healthy body and clearing your mind. When it gets busy and you are going around the clock and sometimes you don't get enough rest, when you do get rest, you want to make sure that it is the best possible rest. And that comes from having MyPillows, from having the MyPillow mattress, from having all the MyPillow ancillary things like sheets and just a whole thing. There's a catalog at MyPillow.com you can look at. There are some new things that are not necessarily just directed at sleep. It's sort of a health focus at MyPillow that you get. But look around and then take advantage of the savings. Most everything in the catalog now is this weekend going to be 50% off, at least using the DJV code. So go to MyPillow.com, get a single pillow, get two pillows, get four pillows, get a new mattress. If you're going to spend over $200, they'll finance it for you. All kinds of great reasons to go to this great spot. MyPillow.com, read the story of Mike Lindell and how he invented the MyPillow. There are all kinds of stats on the urgency, people in our country especially, to get it. That is, getting a good night's rest. Productivity is higher. Don't be sleep deprived. Get the best rest you can using MyPillows and get the discounts that you're entitled to by going to MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV and have a great time shopping this weekend.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive. It's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
All right. It's 16 past the hour. Excuse me, sorry. Jennifer, you have the most fabulous laugh of anybody that I know. I can't tell you what the story is that we're laughing, and that's not fair to the audience, but anyway.
Number eight.
Let's keep moving. Number eight, the supposed summit between North and South Korea. I don't know if that's really where you wanted me to go, Richie, or not, but that's where we go, because I don't know.
It's a big story. A story that didn't get a lot of attention, but I think a good one.
Well, it didn't get a lot of attention because there are a lot of other things sucking the oxygen out of the news cycle, but there is this, would you say, Jennifer, or anybody else wants to come in, is this an advancement? Are we moving ahead? Now, somebody pointed out this week, well, there haven't been any missiles shot for the last however many months since we started talking, so I suppose
that's good for us. That's good for Japan. Also, I think it was just a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, where Kim Jong-un was saying he'd like to see South Korea engulfed in, like, fiery flames of hell or something. And now he's talking about doing a united bid for the Olympics in 2030. So I think whether or not we trust Kim Jong-un, I don't, but at least you're not seeing all of this testing. You're not seeing this aggressiveness that we've seen from him in the past.
Well, because he's also got the, they were bringing the leaders of Samsung and Nokia and all these other, he sees the dollar signs. So the question here is,
isn't that what wins everybody over to the right side?
Absolutely. I mean, even a nutbag like Kim Jong-un sees the money there.
The side of the force. The force is with us as long as we got money.
So I think he's looking at trying to be the hero of his country and get some economic stability there. But how intertwined is South Korea and the United States during these talks? That's what I want to know. Whether South Korea is just kind of doing their own thing or not.
But this week we learned that the U.S. has now agreed to sell weapons to South Korea. It's very odd timing, and I've been wondering all week, is this going to derail the North-South Korea summit? Is this going to change their perception? Is it going to change their progress? Now we start selling them more weapons. It's a little weird, the timing.
We're pretty much in a pretty big relationship with South Korea right now. President Moon has been the one who actually even started the talks.
He didn't like us though at the beginning, right, Jennifer? Because there were missile tests and some kind of war games going on that he didn't know anything about. They just were taking.
Well, we would engage in military exercises every year with South Korea.
Yeah,
you knew about that.
So anyway, this is a good thing. We are all in agreement on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, how many people watched the Emmy Awards, number 9 this week on the...
Nope.
Countdown. Well, that was quick. Well,
I watched the highlights after the fact.
Yeah.
10 million people watched it. That's not that bad, considering that, you know, when you look at major events on TV and how much the ratings drop because so many people don't have cable anymore and they watch things on DVR. So to get like almost 11 million viewers, it wasn't terrible.
Well, people I think that don't watch are tired of the politicizing.
But there wasn't a single mention of Trump this whole time.
But people didn't know that. They are expecting that people like Richie, who are tuning out in droves, imagine if there wasn't any controversy and they just had fun. Shut the hell up and give us the names and let's see some clips and let's talk about the people
and
have some fun.
Yeah. A bunch of millionaires getting around to celebrate each other.
Well, that's what I think a lot of people are tired of. It's just people in Hollywood kind of patting themselves on the back for sports.
Well, it's always been that, though.
Well, but people like the red carpet. They like to see what everybody's wearing.
It used to be so much lighthearted fun that it was entertaining.
Yes, that's right.
Now
Richie, that's what I'm saying.
There's nothing entertaining about it. It's all self-aggrandizing crap.
Yeah.
Except for Betty White, who was amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. Betty White, we have a round of applause.
They got to get a 90-something-year-old in there to be fun.
Yeah, Winkler got an award. That wasn't bad. I agree with you on that, Victoria. Winkler got for that story about
after
the actor
years,
who's the hit.
Finally won an Emmy. Yeah,
he should have won for Fonzie.
Yeah.
I didn't want to jump the shark, Rich.
21 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Talk Radio Review, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen going through the charts, the stories, the people that are listed at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Every week you can find the list there, and you can listen to us for a couple of hours going through the items and ancillary conversation about things that are going on in the world of news talk radio. There's lots of different sorts of talk radio, but news talk seems to be so-called political talk radio. Some people call it right wing. I was actually talking to a friend of mine this week, and I said, when's the last time you listened to me on the radio? And he shot back a note saying, I don't listen to conservative right wing talk radio. I said, How long has it been since you listened? Right, exactly. I said, that's not quite what we do on the program these days, on the DJV program. But here, it's not aimed at that, just that singular group, but it is aimed at the issues of the day, whatever you may consider them to be. If you agree with others, fine. You may have other things. I always have other things that I think ought to be on the list, or maybe there are a few things on the list I don't think need to be there. If you look at number 10 this week, or understand number 10, usual focus on sports talk radio, what's happening now. The football season has started. Baseball season pretty much over because the Red Sox have won, 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 and won. So what else is there to say other than the Browns won a game?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, it's the first win since December of 2016.
Yeah.
So their big celebration this weekend in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Those Bud Light lockers are going to be opened. Do you remember that story, Doug, I told you about?
No.
That the Bud Light is, you know, one of the sponsors of the NFL, and so they have these lockers that they put all around Cleveland, and that they would be automatically opened and giving out free Bud Light bottles if the Cleveland Browns won. So they tied their first game of the season, and that was close, but no Bud Light. And now the Bud Light lockers will be opened, and I'm sure they'll be empty in minutes. But that's the...
You can't lose forever, right? Are there any historical notes from teams that never won a game?
No. No, but I mean, this one's pretty long. And what's great about it is their quarterback got knocked out, and their rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield comes in and runs and drives down the field four times. Boom! Score! Score! Really? Score! Yeah.
So is that like an old Brady thing? The substitute is better than the regular guy, and that he gets the job?
He will likely stay in for now, yes.
Yeah, Brady's hot substitute is now on the 49ers, so
yeah,
I don't
know. Doing so well yet.
Sometimes the head honcho doesn't like it when the backup does too well.
Well, that's why they traded him. It was no secret here in New England that Brady didn't want him around because he didn't want to do the same thing to him that he did to the last guy who was there. Who was the quarterback when Brady went in and substituted before he got hurt? Does anybody even remember his name?
Yes.
I'm trying to as you're trying to.
No.
I can't remember it, but that's how quickly someone like that fades into oblivion. I don't even think the guy, did he go to another team?
Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right,
anyway. Who was it?
The guy, somebody got injured.
Do you know his name? Yeah.
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
I have no idea.
Somebody will send us
people
a Twitter.
People are screaming at the radio right now.
I know.
Yeah, right. at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden, at On Air Victoria, or at, it's one of those three. Send us who it is that was on the field, got injured, Brady replaced him. This is what, 15? How long is Brady?
Drew Bledsoe.
That's right, too. Yep, that's it. Where'd he go, Richie? Where'd he end up?
I think he went to...
Playing Key West, or
where? No,
they have a football team there in high school, folks. That's what I said. Anyway, it's probably not important. It's just very interesting how these guys...
The Buffalo and the Cowboys.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Meanwhile, the season goes on. Any surprises, football surprises, so far?
New coaches and new quarterbacks aren't doing well.
New coach at the Giants is an abomination. Yeah, he's terrible.
This is the Talk Radio Review.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News headlines, I'm Nick Myers. Ohio truck company Workhorse are planning to beat Tesla to market with an all-electric pickup truck. A plug-in hybrid pickup will come to market next year, and now the company says the battery technology has developed to a point that a fully electric model is commercially feasible. If Workhorse produce an all-electric model, it would likely have a range of around 200 miles per charge and likely be priced around $52,000. The plug-in hybrid model will be good for 80 miles on electricity alone. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep, but then you just can't stay asleep, no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better, until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable, and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Back by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. Buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. MyPillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where people have been slashed and stabbed at a daycare center in the borough of Queens. The incident happened at about 4 a.m. Eastern. No word yet on whether any kids were involved, but police do reportedly have a woman in custody.
I think it's a very sad situation. He's an outstanding person.
That's President Trump discussing accusations against his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, saying the accuser does need to have her say, but delays should not continue.
Let her say what she has to say, and let's see how it all comes out. But they've delayed it a week, and they have to get on with it.
The lawyer for the woman accusing Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were teenagers says his client would testify not at the hearing on Monday scheduled by the committee, but rather next Thursday. And this is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, 84M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour, talk radio roundup and overview every week for those of you who are devotees of this fabulous format. Number one, listener participation stuff is in News Talk Radio. And Rich McFadden is here, long characterized as a buddy of mine, a pal. We've been together on the radio for a long time. And so then we bring in upstart Victoria Keelan to try to modify things, Richie.
And that she has.
Yes, she has done a very good job of doing that. All right, so let me go through the top 10 stories, and then we'll go back, circle back around to pick on a couple of them. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio, what's going on there? We just handled the Browns winning the Emmy Awards and what a blah, blah, blah fest that was. Number 8 is the continuing focus on what's going on between North and South Korea. Number 7, focus on President Trump versus Attorney General Sessions. I don't even begin. It's like a couple of kids playing in a sandbox. For God's sake, you're running the government.
Why does Sessions even still have a job if Trump hates him that much?
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, he's afraid to fire him before the midterms, apparently. That's what it is
right now.
Yeah. That's the, if you have somebody that's in the House and you're running the House and you can't get along with them, it doesn't. I don't think it looks good for either one of them. The optics are bad. The stuff with the tweets and taking a shot at one.
It's just silly.
Yeah, it is. It's childish.
And I guarantee it, November 3rd, boom.
Nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
Well, nobody cares. I don't think anybody cares now, frankly. Number 6, the aforementioned midterm elections. What's going to be. I see all kinds of stuff, and it depends. You know, I read all of the jargony. The mother hen or mother goose or what is it, Mother Jones? And then Newsmax on the other. I like the middle range here is what is coming out of the libertarians. The point is that there is a lot of interesting focus on things that have nothing to do with the elections that people think are going to, or doesn't seem to me they impact the elections, but people seem to think anything and everything will impact the midterm.
You think government gets nothing done now? Whether the Democrats have control of the House?
Well, are you giving that to them? You think that's going
to
happen?
Oh, I just think there'll be a stalemate. I think they'll try to get stuff done, but I just get no, to get up to the Senate.
No, but do you think the Democrats... No, that was my question.
Or the president will veto, or...
Is there going to be an overtaking of the House by the Democrats?
Yes.
You think they will take over?
Most
it
likely.
Seems on target for that,
yes.
Could be some surprises last minute, unless
the Republicans get off of their couches and go out and vote, but at this point they're not. What's really interesting is that this Kavanaugh thing could get the right stoked to get up and go out and vote, but right now they're just not as motivated as the left. And if Kavanaugh gets chucked out after these accusations, it may make enough people angry to get up and go out and do something.
Mm. Well,
yeah, but if these allegations turn out to be real, then he should get chucked out, as you say, and that should anger people. That's what the process of vetting is about.
Right, but that's
a big
deal.
Except for the people who are deaf to this, they only care because he was put up by Trump, and that's all they care about. They don't care whether he's good, bad, indifferent, up, down, sideways, in, out. It's just
a very sad state of affairs.
Of course, it goes for all these
politicians in this country.
This whole thing is fishy. What was DiFi doing sitting on this until the 11th hour?
Using it for political purposes.
Yeah, but it's just,
Republicans have done the same thing, though, Rich.
That's the attitude that carries the day that has to change. Well, whether it's true or not, how does, you say, you take a shot here and somebody else takes a shot there? It's always tit for tat. But, go get him because he said this or that.
Where the hell does it stop? The Senate and Congress are.
Where does it stop?
But here's the thing.
Where does it stop?
I don't know.
The fact that she did that makes the whole thing fishy. Had she come out when she originally got the letter and said, listen, I have some serious issues here that I need. But the fact that she made it a political weapon makes you question the circumstance altogether.
Yeah.
Well, Jen had said she actually thought it was she did it because she's worried that she may not win her reelection.
That's another thing.
She's got a tough fight in California,
it's the top two vote getters, and she's running against the Democrat, so she's got to be more powerful and further left than the other one. So now it's a fight to see who can be the biggest lefty.
Yeah.
It's like Bernie versus Hillary all over again.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, well, we don't get away. This is, again, political talk radio. Don't get far away from this stuff. One of the most atrocious things to come out of the week is this spending bill that's sponsored by the Republicans. And I say that because it has $834 billion, most of which is aimed at either the Defense Department and or the black ops groups FBI, CIA, all the budgets that you never see. Right. Nobody, they're giving them X amount of dollars. You do what you want. No oversight, no supervision, nothing. They just give them the money, and there you go. I think it is an outrage. I think that the amount of money we spend for it isn't so much what, well, it isn't what we have. The fact that we are building to protect ourselves, there's a little bit more. There's a great National Geographic series that came out last month that I watched about war, Afghanistan, Iraq, what's going on. It's kind of a puff piece promoting not so much the soldiers. The soldiers are doing what they're told to do. But the political aspirations of the people who in our government made the decisions to go into Afghanistan and Iraq, and then following up what it is that that has come of all of this in terms of death, destruction, and how we kind of whitewash it all. We're there to help the Iraqis reestablish their country. We blew it to smithereens. So we are. We're really rebuilding it. We spent $3 trillion blowing that country to smithereens, and now we're spending even more than that with the rebuild. And,
isn't that what we always do throughout history?
Yes, yeah. Right. And then people will point to Vietnam, Victoria.
You point to South Korea and Germany. Those are the two shining stars for that model.
Well, Japan.
And Japan, too, right. Exactly.
That's
it's worked.
But Vietnam
it
is
has.
Also...
I mean,
Vietnam
it takes 30 years.
Definitely deserves an honorable mention in that, because that's become such a huge tourist destination.
Yeah.
Right.
So is that
going to
happen?
So every place we blow the smithereens and rebuild ends up being a shining
really
star.
Yeah, we're really good at
rebuilding. Are we
going to
do that? I've been to Iraq. Believe me.
I don't think that's ever going to make my bucket list.
The only thing I saw there, Richie, remember when I was on the air that day and I had discovered Freddie Flintstone and Barney, that Saddam Hussein had created a Flintstone village at the main palace in central Baghdad. You remember that day?
Saddam's palace was the Flintstone village.
Well, no, remember, I went over with a group of quote-unquote celebrities to Baghdad for 5 or 6 days. It was a fabulous experience. And I slept in one of the son's bedrooms, Uday, Kui Bay, whatever one it was, I don't know. It was really eerie. But as you drove in and out of that palace, there was a Flintstone village.
That's funny.
Was he just a fan of the show?
No, he did it for his grandchildren. He built a Flintstone village, and he had people that worked for him that played the characters. He had them all dressed up as Flintstone characters.
That's funny.
But that's surprisingly human of him, right?
Well, I mean, everybody loves somebody.
That's a typical grandparent doing whatever you want to do for your grandchildren.
Yeah. At the same time, the father of the kids who were enjoying the Flintstones was bathing the opposition to his father in acid baths. That's how they used to get rid of the people who didn't. There was there had been, just a week or two before those two were killed, there was a protest by farmers in Iraq. And they all drove their tractors into Baghdad. They were all summarily arrested, and 20 of them were thrown into an acid bath as a demonstration how we're going to take care of you if you give us any more trouble. Those are the parents of the kids the Flintstone village was built for. All right, folks, we got a little off of the track here, but...
But anyway, going back to the GOP spending bill, the only real headline that I saw was that Trump was furious that there's not enough funding for the Mexican wall in it.
Yeah, but he's not going to do anything because it's right up against the
and it's not going to happen. That wall is never going to happen, isn't going to happen.
I never thought
it was
ever going to happen.
Those of you who love, I mean, I'm as bad or good, depending on your point of view, I'm as wild about the illegal immigration situation. And it's lasted so long, people are just kind of giving in. Oh, well, they're all here now. No, something has to be done, but nothing. We've tried this before.
Well,
he's
doing it through other methods. I mean,
the
amount of immigration that they allow this year is, I think, down to 30,000 as opposed to 45,000.
But they still don't have it right, Reggie, as to who they let in, how they supervise who can come here and what they're supposed to be. There's a real good argument to be made for a lot of people coming into this country who can contribute. As a matter of fact, there was a story this week, and correct me if I'm wrong, Victoria, on this. I don't remember when I saw it, but I know we had it on the foray to talk about it, and I can't put my hands on it, of people going into the service, and now they're summarily, they weren't citizens.
Yes.
They're summarily trying to get rid of them.
They were lured in. They were recruited and promised citizenship in exchange for service.
Right.
And now they're
throwing them out.
They said that they were, the Army said that they were going to stop throwing them out, but it turns out they never stopped.
That's a slippery guy, man. I don't know if I, that's an easy way for some bad guys to infiltrate your troops.
But these guys were recruited.
But you assume just because they're illegal, they're bad guys?
There are plenty of people
who have gone into the service, Richie, who have served admirably. I'm not sure they all have.
No doubt. Absolutely. And I know a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's a great program, but I'm just saying it's something where you have
to definitely filter
who you let in.
It's not unlike what happened when the blacks wanted to get into the service and the government, they wouldn't let them in. And then finally let them in through programs like the Tuskegee Airmen and others, and they served admirably. And then they finally get their award 50 years later, and it's just because of the color of their skin. Obnoxious. 46 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SKILL to 484848. Text SKILL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SKILL to 484848.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking the stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, let's get to a couple of more of these quickly. The trade war, number three this week. I think maybe that's where there's as much emphasis as anything. The Kavanaugh business is one thing. But this trade war, I'm, as a family farmer, being affected by it. So are all the family farmers. And so are you, because the price you're paying for food, the price you're paying for everything is going up. And it's artificial. These damn trade agreements don't really do what they're supposed to do. Let the market find itself. We made a deal now with the Europeans, made a deal with the Mexicans, about to make a deal with the Canadians. So why can't we make a deal with the Chinese to have basically no, do we not trust them, to have no tariffs at all?
Because we had more leverage with all the others than we do with China.
Well, that's a good answer, Richie. Thank you. That is a good answer. It's probably the right answer. But where the hell do the Chinese go?
It'll come. It'll come. It's just going to take a little longer.
Right.
Trump did what Trump does. He throws his big, huge monkey wrench into the middle of it and says, "There you go. I'm walking away." and then says, "Figure it out." And he will. And in the end, we'll all be better for it. But we have to suffer the pain.
Takes time. It's exhausting, isn't it, all of this stuff? Everybody take a deep breath, hold hands, and contact the rest of the living around you. This is the Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife. So I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Isn't that sweet? The movie music from The Twilight Zone. So they use the same movie music in the TV show and on the movie, Chucker?
They did.
Really?
Huh. Yeah, well, the TV show was hosted by Rod Serling. I think one of the greatest TV shows ever produced. As thought-provoking, as innovative as anything ever put on the airways. They did a feature film in 1983, which used that same theme music.
All right, so tell me they're going to reboot it, as you say.
They have. Yesterday, they released some sort of teaser trailer. Jordan Peele, who directed the movie Get Out, is going to be the new host and narrator for a new Twilight Zone series on CBS streaming. So I just want to ask you a question. As much as I want to watch this series because I love The Twilight Zone, how many people are actually going to invest whatever the fee is to go on CBS streaming to watch it? I know this is the future. You got Netflix,
not
which is
audience.
Ultra popular. Amazon Prime has gotten popular. Hulu, but is people going to go to CBS streaming to watch this show?
No one's watching The Good Fight, which is the spinoff of The Good Wife.
Fabulous show.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
CBS streaming is a joke.
You know
terrible.
What? Yeah, they make you jump through hoops. I just watched Shades of Blue, the last season that ran over the summer. Yeah. I just watched all of that. And they're like, okay, you have to sign up here to get credits, and then you use your 3 credits on each episode, and then you have to go get more credits. And I'm like, credits? Just let me watch the show. Throw an advertisement in there. Why make me jump through the hoops?
What would it cost to go to CBS Streaming to be a member? What would it cost around?
Who would pay?
Nobody's I didn't realize you had to pay. You have to pay?
Oh, you have to pay.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, pay. You have to pay. You have to pay. You have to pay. So, yeah, you have to pay.
So maybe they thought the show was so good, people would pay for it. I guess wasn't thinking you had to pay for it. I just haven't signed up for it. But I don't know.
Well, I think it's like anything else. If you build enough of a library that people are intrigued, eventually they're gonna dance on the fence and jump over it and subscribe. But I don't see this as being enough of a pull, despite the fact that I do love the song.
Whoops, we better take a commercial break, Richie. Chucker's got a frog in his throat. It's 56 past the hour. More, including what's coming out this weekend right after this.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong, 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 dang, dang. I hear your budget laughing at you.
Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me.
Ignore them! Da-dong, da-dong.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, behind the scenes here, we're trying to find a movie that I saw this week about a young black girl having a time in Nazi Germany, falling in love with a Nazi soldier, getting pregnant. It's quite a, it's really, I found it to be a, I don't, you know, I'm like.
Oh, I know what you're talking. I saw the trailer. I saw a segment on that film. Some people, a lot of people felt that the subject matter was somewhat controversial.
It is.
The director says absolutely not. But yeah, well, did you like it? Did you like it?
I thought it was a very, very insightful movie and an important movie to see, frankly. But I can't remember. It's something to do with touch. I just can't remember the whole lens.
Where hands touch?
Yes. Thank you, Richie. Where hands touch.
The criticism that I read is that some people felt that the director and writer, who is the same person, should not have been romanticizing such a very serious, in the backdrop of such a, obviously, one of the most serious events in the history of humanity. But
you got 10 seconds to tell us what's the big movie coming out this weekend.
House with the Clock in Its Walls should open number one, although this will be a soft weekend at the box office. It's Fahrenheit 11.9, Michael Moore's No Doc also opens.
Both of them horrible. All right, Chucker, thank you. 59 past the hour.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.